of Krishna's appearance at 12 o'clock. We will have one more Leela Katha about the beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna as to tune us in a little bit. This will be very much Braj-like. You will not believe your ears. So we have to just see that everyone is situated comfortably. Madhava, I'm not sure if you will. Ich bin mir nicht sicher, ob du das schätzen wirst, aber du, ich glaube, du holst dir irgendwas vom Padma. Gut. My dear devotees, in Vrindavan, throughout the year, there are various festivals, and everyone is excited about these festivals and prepares for this festival. So, after the Bhadra season, that's spring, late spring, comes a month called, I believe it's Ashwini. Yes, it's Ashwini. And in the first half of this month, that means the first 15 days of Ashwini, a very special festival takes place in Vrindavan. It's called Sanji. Sanji means, grossly translated, evening. But the Sanji time is a time when the married ladies of Braj are returning into the custody of their parents' house. Who of you is married? Don't be ashamed, it is all right. So this would be the time when you would leave your husbands and also your children and go to your parents' house. This is a very special time because it's the time of the birth family of the lady, you know, where she comes from. And every lady does this, including Srimati Radharani. And during this time, she leaves Yavat. You have heard about Yavat? Oh, yes, middle. And she goes back to where are her parents living? Vasana. That's on top of the hill of Vasana, which is none else than Brahma. It's the Brahma hill. Brahma wanted to serve Krishna, and Krishna said, don't serve me. Serve my dearest devotee Radharani. Become a hill, and she will. Her parents will build a palace on top of you. So Srimati Radharani goes to Vasana during this time. And being in the custody of her parents, she cannot see Krishna very often. Practically not at all. She is kept in the palace. It's different than her time in Yavat, where she leaves Yavat and goes to various forests. Here, Srimati Radharani is in the house of her parents. And in order to remember Krishna, she paints pictures with flowers, pictures which remind her of the pastimes, the beautiful leelas she had with Krishna. And in this way, she is solving her pangs of separation. This is a common practice amongst Vaishnavas also. When they feel separated from Krishna, they will look at the beautiful Krishna paintings, which Srila Prabhupada once described to be windows into the spiritual world. And as they look through the windows of these paintings, their separation from Krishna becomes reduced. They become happy and so on. So this is the Sanji art, which is done during this time. It is done with flowers originally, and nowadays it's done with colors. You can see in Vrindavan these amazing decorations. You find them at the entrance of houses, on the walls of houses. Originally they come from this time where Srimati Radharani was feeling separation of Krishna, and painted her house with scenes of Krishna Leela. Now, Sanji, you need to know all this to enter into the pastime, is also a divine goddess. The name of this goddess, which is more commonly used, is Katyayani, and she is worshipped by the gopis in order to bring them together with Krishna. Do you remember one of the leelas involving Katyayani? It's a Vastraharana leela, no? When the gopis went every time, it was in the cold season, into the Yamuna and worshipped goddess Katyayani on the banks of the Yamuna, and then they would take their bath. So once when they did this, Krishna came and accepted the prayers which the gopis had. The gopis worshipped Katyayani with only one desire: please arrange that that Krishna becomes my husband. That was the idea of the Katyayani Vrata. So Krishna fulfilled the desires of the gopis by appearing at that bank of the Yamuna, stealing all their clothes, so that the gopis were ultimately seen by Krishna in a way which only a husband sees his wife. So in this way he somewhat fulfilled their desires. He also said, we will meet again at the Rasa Leela. Okay, I would like to tell you a story which involves the Sanji festival. It's a katha. In Vrindavan there is a forest called Pushpavan. Could you imagine what Pushpavan means? The flower forest, exactly. The trees are in full blossom and blooms. They are kadamba trees which have these beautiful flowers. There are other trees which have smaller flowers like jasmine and so on. And Srimati Radharani had already picked all the flowers near Vashana, and the ladies of Vashana had also gone into the forest. So the forest was empty of flowers. So Srimati Radharani with the gopis went to this Pushpavan to pick flowers there for her festival of painting the pastimes of Krishna. Her secret hope was that perhaps when I'm so far away from Vashana, I will meet Krishna roaming in the forest in Pushpavan. So as she entered the forest, she was full of excitement because there were kunda flowers in bloom. There was honey trickling from mango buds, and some of these mango buds were eaten by the cuckoos whose voice became extremely sweet so that they could sing very melodiously in the fifth note. And this particular note, it's somewhere here, is also used to sing romantic songs. So Srimati Radharani is walking through this forest, and then all of a sudden, from the distance, she saw Krishna wandering and roaming through the forest as if he had all the time in the world. He was looking, he was smiling. But how was he dressed? He didn't have the yellow dhoti and the pitambara and the crown. No, he had the dress of a gardener. I don't know how Krishna's gardener dress looks, but I imagine it to be very forest-like, whatever that is. And Krishna was alone, pretending to look at the beauty of the forest. As Krishna looked, he saw a bivi, it's like an army of gopis picking flowers for Srimati Radharani and her Sanji. And he immediately objected. He said, hey, beautiful gopis, don't you know that you are moving here in the flower garden which belongs to Kamadev? Kamadev is the god of love. It's not your flowers. It's not flowers to be picked freely. This belongs to someone who has plans with these flowers. Why, without any authorization, are you picking the king's flowers? The king of love. Oh, the gopis, they looked a little bit. Again, Krishna was coming with some imaginary king and imaginary story. And they just looked the other way and did not react. They totally ignored Krishna and pretended to not even hear him. And they looked in the other direction. And Krishna said, "You arrogant thieves, can't you see? You're devastating the entire forest by your flower stealing. You are depleting the forest of its entire wealth." Now, I must make a pause here. You will hear now a divine quarrel. It will be very heavy the way Krishna quarrels with the gopis. Is this like the quarrel which we are accustomed to? No. This type of quarrel is just another way to be very, very close. We don't have this in the German culture and also not in the American culture, but I have seen it in the Serbian culture. When we had programs in Serbia, I remember the members of the Nityananda Grupa, you know, our project was called Nityananda Grupa, and we had so many people. It's inconceivable nowadays, but we had a minimum of 5,000 people, and in good days, 10,000 people each evening, you know. So they were quarreling very, very hard sometimes with each other. And I said, stop, 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 stop. What are you talking? We are wanting to share bhakti with others, so don't talk. And they said, Maharaj, you don't understand Serbsky, isn't it? I said, yeah. Janis Nam, or what is it called? Janis Nam. I don't know, you know. That was my only Serbian which I could speak at that time. And he said, we are not quarreling, but you are shouting. Yes, but that's to be close, you know, to have the intimate atmosphere here. I thought I needed to call the police, but they were just having a very intimate, friendly discussion with a lot of volume in their voices. So this is I know this is a cultural specialty of the Balkan countries. You'd quarrel to be close to someone, or you shoot them. That's also what you do in these countries. But I want to come to the seriousness and the transcendentality here. When Radha and Krishna quarrel and the gopis quarrel, and when they are outwitting each other with their witty and intelligent responses, they derive the highest pleasure, and in fact they give each other the highest pleasure, and it is a very close, intimate connection, like it is not found in this world, not even in Serbia. So I just wanted to give you some idea. This is a different culture. It's the Alabeli culture, or the transcendental culture. So when Krishna said to the gopis, you are devastating the entire forest, Radharani raised her beautiful voice and said, it was in a loud voice, I won't say it like this, because we can't imitate these divine exchanges. You dare to accuse us? It is you who destroy all of Braj by bringing your millions of cows that come with their sharp hooves and eat everything, grass, flowers, leaves. Yet, ignoring your own fault, you blame us. Krishna smiled. This was a good counter-argument. He smiled and he said, but there is a distinct difference between your picking flowers and mine. Can you please tell me the difference? When I come with my cows and the cows graze, or when I take any flowers from this forest, I do so on the authorization of King Kamadev, whose loyal servant I am. Whereas when you come, you have no authorization, you totally ignore the presence of this powerful king whose servant I am, and in this way you are faulty, not I. At this, Radharani again laughed and said, oh Gopal, please do not try to convince us that you are faultless. From the beginning, when you were so small, all you did was stealing butter from morning to evening. You were the butter thief of Vrindavan. You are known like this, Makanchor. You have been a thief since birth, and you are telling us you are faultless. This is ridiculous. And then Srimati Radharani said, I am the rightful queen of Vrindavan. I have been coronated by all the devatas. And I now make the following decree. Decree is like an order. For foolishly stating that the Vrindavan forest belongs to some imaginary king. No one heard about a king Kamadev. There is a Kamadev, but he is Kamadev. He's not the king. Secondly, for imitating or pretending to be an employee, that means a servant, of that king, by dressing like the gardener of that imaginary king. And third, by accusing the innocent gopis and attempting to imprison them, I hereby declare this boy must be punished. All the gopis went wild with jubilations. They clapped in their hands and said, lock him up! Tie him up! And again they clapped, lock him up, tie him up. They really were enthusiastic. Now, Srimati Radharani ignored the wild applause of the gopis. And because she is Krishna Mayi, her heart is filled with Krishna. She's very kind-hearted. And she spoke out, no, no, no. I make another order. This boy is hereby sentenced. It's judged by law, no? This boy is hereby sentenced to the labor of dressing my ruffled hair. Let us stop here and think a little bit about Srimati Radharani's hair. Her hair is not ordinary hair made of the substances of this world, like, I don't know, it's a horny subject, a substance. Srimati Radharani's hair are thoughts of Krishna. That's why her hair is blackish, black, and it's shining. So in order to dress Radharani's hair or make her hair, the following things need to be done. This is the seva. The hair needs to be washed with a juice that contains the amalaki fruit. It's a slightly sour and it takes everything out of the hair of Radharani, maybe dust or flower pollen and so on. After this, the hair is dried with a white and very soft towel. You know, it's like the towel is, you put like this. And then to make her hair very fragrant, the hair is smoked with aguru. You take the aguru is taken, which is something like a raisin, not like the rosine. It's like a sticky substance which oozes out of wood. You know the pine trees, when you put your hand on the trunk of the pine trees, you will get to a sticky substance. Yes? I don't know the English. Yeah, the English word is raisin. The German word is Harz. And this particular raisin comes from a wood that is aguru. It's called aguru. It's the wood on which Radha also cooks for Krishna. It's very, you know, because of the raisin, the fire flame is very hot and very steady. So a guru is taken and it makes a smoke because there's so much raisin in it. And then Srimati Radharani's hair is smoked. In other words, the hair is taken and brought over this extremely fragrant substance. At the end, Srimati Radharani's hair is oiled with perfumed oil and then again dried with another very soft towel. This is what Krishna had to do. When Radharani said, "I sentence this boy, he must be punished to dress my ruffled hair." Then this was how many steps? I remember Amalaki. One. What is next? Dry with towel. Then smoke it with a guru. Then oil. And finally towel again. So five steps. That's the seva to Radharani's hair. Ordinary seva, ordinary day. Of course, then a whole new art is coming after that. That is beautiful flowers like jasmine and kunda flowers. As the braid is made, the hair is braided, they are put in there, and then pearls, garlands, jasmine garlands. It's a whole flower art and pearl art starts there. But let's go only in steps. So Krishna, when he heard that he now had to serve Srimati Radharani, was in absolute bliss. And he accepted gladly. So the divine couple went into a nearby flower or tree house, flowery tree house called a kunda. It's on the ground, but the trees grow in such a way that they make a beautiful architecture. There were flowery archways, like we have here archways. Have you seen our archways? They're very beautiful. So they are made of, were made of flowers. There were swaying vines who were swaying in the breeze. And in the kunja, there were lamps which were made from jewels and in which some flame was burning. Very beautiful atmosphere. And Srimati Radharani sat down there before a golden table. And on the table were various kinds of combs, brushes, and a golden mirror for Radha to see herself. So Krishna picked a golden comb from this table and blissfully chanting Radhe, 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 started to comb, to untangle the hair, and this way started his service. Then he personally went out of the cottage with a basket. We don't have a basket here. And he picked flowers from the surrounding trees. He was so ecstatic that he didn't notice when the flower basket was full. So he continued to pick flowers until the flowers were overflowing, so to say, on the ground. And then when he was noticing, my God, I'm picking flowers and flowers and they go on the ground, he stopped and asked to Lalita, "Lalita, I want to wash the flowers before we use them to dress Radha's hair. Do you have any water here?" And Lalita answered, "No, we only have juices. They are not good for hair. Fruit juices, berry juices with honey, you know. So Krishna said, don't worry a bit. He took his flute out of his sash and pushed it into the ground. And as he pushed it in the ground, my dear devotees, a beautiful lake started to manifest, which had steps made from jewels, which went down to the crystal clear water of the lake, in which many lotuses stood, and in which also jeweled fishes swam. That's a real fish, a fish made from jewels. we offer sometimes on Jamashtami, we offer Krishna such a fish, you know, we throw him into water. This time we did not, I didn't see this, but there were fishes, it's described from ruby, the ruby is red, so they were swimming. They looked a little bit like goldfishes, I think, when they're red, but more colorful, more red. Even, my dear devotees, if you would search the entire heavenly planets, you would not be able to find a lake that would be in any way. Means in opulence and in sweetness comparable to Krishna's beautiful lake. That lake became known under a special name, and anyone who has gone to Vrindavan has seen this lake. Can you think what is the name of that lake? Kusum Sarovar. Yes, because it's in the forest of flowers, and Kusum also means flower, so it's the flower pastimes and the flower lake. All this, my dear devotees, took a moment. The lake with the crystal clear water, with the jeweled steps, and with many, many birds who were nestling in around the lake, singing very, very beautiful. When the Sakis saw this, they were besides themselves with ecstasy. They were in ecstasy to see Krishna stepping down to the lake, washing the hand-picked flowers. And they were even more in ecstasy when they saw Krishna decorating Srimati Radharani. But that's not all. From the flowers of Pushpavan, including the white Kunda flowers, Krishna made all kinds of decorations for Radharani. One was a flower crown, flower earrings, flower armlets, and even, and please see here the speciality of Goloka Vrindavan, flower shoes. You might ask, well, if you the flowers are too soft to be good shoes, but you should not think materially. This is a different type of flowers. This is a different reality altogether. And after Krishna was done, he was handing Radha a jeweled mirror and humbly asked, "Have I done well?" Srimati Radharani looked at herself as she was decorated, and she saw the loving hands of Krishna. She was totally satisfied and blossomed up in ecstasy like Cupid spots in the form of goose pimples. My dear devotees, because this lake is so essential for this pastime, but for many, many pastimes, the lake is considered to be the heart of Govardhan. Yes. And taking a bath in this Kusum Sarova lake has been the privilege of many, many great souls. We hear that Narada Muni took a bath in the northwestern corner under the order of Vrindadevi, and he came out after this bath in a new form called Naradi. It was the form of a beautiful gopi in which Narada Muni could approach the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. This is a very, very, very nice pastime, a very important to and pleasing, I believe, to Krishna. Because although Krishna's birthday is today, there is one person who is always playing like a beautiful swan in his heart. And that personality is Srimati Radharani. And although the whole world is discussing whether to serve Krishna or whether to not serve God, there is one person whom Krishna serves, and that is Srimati Radharani. Here is a beautiful verse. Which I request you to sing with me. Radha Radita Radesha, Radha Radita Radesha, Radhika Pranavallabha,
Radhika Pranavallabha,
Radha Ramana Vande Tvam,
Radha Ramana Vande Tvam,
Radhika Prema Nirjita,
Radhika Prema Nirjita,
Radha Radita Radesha, Radhika Pranavallabha,
Radhika Pranavallabha,
Radha Ramana Vande Tvam,
Radha Ramana Vande Tvam,
Radhika Prema Nirjita,
Radhika Prema Nirjita.
O Lord of Radha, fully worshipped by Radha, O treasure of Radhika's life, O enjoyer of Radha, I offer my respects to you who were defeated by Radhika's love. My dear devotees, before we end, I would like to draw your attention on something which deserves our full interest, our full understanding. Doesn't this sound very mysterious that the Lord likes to serve Srimati Radharani? The Lord shows, or not, he doesn't show this. This is his intimate pastime. But here is a principle which we can deduce. Deduce means to take out and for our use, no? this principle is that service in the spiritual world is something very deep. When Krishna serves the gopis or Radharani, he doesn't think of his pleasure. Or let us turn it around. When the gopis led by Radha serve Krishna, they do not think what they can get out of this pleasure, out of this service. I remember when I was a new bhakta, I would always serve the Sunday feast, but my thought was I would pretend to stumble and fall over the bowl of halava, and I quickly put a cloth over the halava so that no one could see how my hand went into the pot of halava, and I put a lot of halava in an extra bag which was hidden from the view of others. My idea of serving the Sunday feast was to get that halava, because the halava was for us totally new to a vegetarian diet and all this. It was the secret weapon of Krishna consciousness, at least in Germany, or at least in my life, you know. So yes, my idea of service was really to enjoy also. I see this very often in devotees who want to do service. They want to be and they want to excel in the service, and then they want to be praised perhaps or recognized as an important service. In the spiritual world, this idea is not there in service. However, in the selfless service, there is the greatest enjoyment. Prabhupada writes this in relationship to the service of the gopis. He says, the situation of the gopis is perplexing. For although they did not want personal happiness, it was imposed upon them. Imposed upon them means it was forcibly given to them. And this is the beauty of service in the spiritual world. It should be done selflessly, without any motive to enjoy. And if that is done, the greatest pleasure is given to us. And in Braj, they give the example. When you serve with your hand butter to someone, you do not really need to make your hand buttery. It becomes buttery on its own. Do you follow the example? Sometimes the devotees serve to other devotees this makkhan. It's sugar with butter. So if you serve, your hand will automatically fill with butter. So in the same way, if you want to give pleasure to in a spiritual way, although you may not have the motivation, I want to enjoy this, you will automatically get butter on your hand, or you will, as Prabhupada says, the pleasure will be imposed upon you, or it will be given to you in a forceful way. So this is a little bit Krishna's enjoyment is to serve Radha, and it gives him the greatest pleasure, as it does to Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. So, let me now. My God, we are absolutely on time. I can't believe. I hope you appreciated this pastime. The devotees who live in Kusum Sarova, there we have a temple there where this pastime took place. And I remember getting some written material in the past where this pastime was described in great detail. I hope you enjoyed. Did you enjoy also the quarrel? Yes. That was so sweet, no? So purifying, and so on. Good. So we will end here, but now we are moving forward to the beautiful Jamashtami. We have little time. It's at 12 o'clock. Please make it a point, whatever you do now, we will do kirtan, the Gaur Krishna will do kirtan, afterwards will be another kirtan, and then we will have a little Jamashtami meditation, only 5 minutes to tune ourselves in, and then at 12 o'clock we will be there. So if you need to do something, please do it now, but be back as soon as you can. Shri Krishna Jamashtami ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo, Hare Krishna.